Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Psychic Medium Tony Green. Right here, Psychic Medium Channel Hypnotist Healer Tony Green. Right here in the house, in the studio. Studio house. Okay. It's already started, you guys. The goofiness is at an all-time high, so here we go. First and foremost, I will never, ever reach out to anybody on any social media telling you need anything. There's only one way to get a reading from me, and that is to go to the website and book it. I do not reach out and tell you to book anything. So please do not get scammed. Scammers are at an all-time high. It's the holiday season. They are taking advantage of people. Do not get taken advantage of, okay? Please do not. If you would like to ask a question or connect with, I keep saying I'm not going to wink anymore, and then on every show I keep winking. What's that about? I don't know. If you'd like to ask a question or connect with a loved one up above, you can call in 845-277-9131. That is via Blog Talk. I think I may have found a replacement. Remember, Blog Talk, as of January 31st, will no longer be with us. And so if you are a Blog Talk follower, please come on over to YouTube, keep updated with what I'm going to use for a call-in, and make sure you don't miss any shows. Next, if you are watching on YouTube, you can put your question or connection in the chat, yes. And I'm going to go back and forth between callers and the chat to connect with people, answer your question, and help you connect to loved ones up above. Few rules for the show to help it go smoothly, quickly, so I can get to as many people as possible. I have 60 minutes here, folks. 60 minutes. Have your question ready. Have it be an exact question about life, love, career, finance. If you want to connect with a loved one on the other side, their first name and their relationship to you. And then from there, can you give me a general reading on air? If you want a general reading or just general messages, please book a private session. I'm happy to take care of those that way. Okay, we're going to start as we always do with names. This could be it's a confirmation. It could be a person, place, or thing. It could be the name of someone on the other side, your name, a place you guys went. Any confirmation, if it fits, you're going to know it's for you. The first thing, and I have been hearing this all morning, is Persia. Persia. Yeah, I like that. The next thing is, and they're not letting it go because then I hear Persian. Hand to heaven, that's what I'm hearing. Okay, the next thing I am hearing, a latka. The next thing I'm hearing is butterflies. The next thing I'm hearing is linguine. Can that be in white wine sauce, please? Just a little. Anyway, back to the show. Linguine. Okay, the next thing I'm hearing is Paul. The next name. Can I get some names? Ronald. Giuseppe. Luigi. A lot of Italians. Okay. Luigi. Or, I don't know, maybe they're not. Mariana. Mariana. Lucas. Eric. And the last name I'm going to take is Bobby. Bobby. Okay, next are songs. And I'm doing songs today because I was getting them as soon as I woke up. I actually woke up to a song, and I don't even know if anybody will, well, obviously this song is for somebody, but it's that song, don't hate me cause I'm beautiful, don't hate me cause I'm beautiful, my walk, my talk, my something, 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 that song is the song I woke up to today. I kind of like that song, but whatever. And the next song was, I can't get you out of my head, boy. Na, 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 na. So those were the two songs all morning. I'll see if any other songs are coming in. Remember, the song could be a song you love, they listen to. I'm hearing things that, or it could be the answer to a question. So the next thing I'm hearing is Mighty Python. Is that a song? Is that a group? Is that just what they experience in different states that have snakes? Mighty Pythons. I don't know. I feel like it is. I don't know. Okay, next. Anything AC/DC, but Back in Black was definitely a favorite. And then that song, also from AC/DC, she's got the Jack. I kept wanting to say something else. Whew. Okay, she's got the Jack. Okay. And then the next song, I'm only going to take two more. It's Raining Men. Hallelujah, it's raining men. They're all dysfunctional. I'm sure the men say the same thing about us. I just know they do. No, they say they're all crazy. Men call women crazy. Women call men something else. Next is, okay, and then pretty much the last song. Oh, this is such a sweet little song. It's been on here once before. How much is that doggy in the window? Oh, oh. I do hope that he is for sale. Okay, I just added a whole new rhythm to that song. That is not how that song's beat goes. But if you know that, you know. I am going to call area codes. When I call your area code, please tell me where you are calling from and your name. Do everybody a favor. Have your phone to your face when I call your area code. Please have your phone to your face so that we can hear you. And please speak clearly. Remember, it's my speaker phone through your thing, and there's a lot of moving parts, so let's try to make it work much better and smoothly. I'm going to go back and forth between questions in the chat and in the call log. Also, there was something else. See how quickly things just, they're gone. Okay, yes, I'm here every Monday at 11 a.m., every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Both of those times are Central Time. So you can join at any of those times and ask one question or one connection. Please make it exact. Here we go again. 630.
Hi, Tony.
Hey, hi.
It's Dion. I'm in North Carolina.
How can I help you, love?
I love that song. How much is that little dog in the window? How much is the little dog in the window? Anyway, I love that song. I wanted to find out if you could connect with my dad.
His first name?
Eugene.
Eugene. Okay. So first thing I'm going to ask you, Dion, is do you know somebody named Doug? Because I keep hearing Doug, Doug, Doug. Now, if it's not for you, it's for somebody else listening, but do you know somebody named Doug?
No, but my brother's name is Darb, which is kind of similar.
Okay. Well,
all of my siblings are with D's.
Okay, excellent. Let's go to your dad and see what we can get from him for a message for you. Okay, the first thing that I'm getting is he's asking that you be more, and this is going to make sense to you, even if it's not making sense to anybody else listening. Remember, folks, the only person the message has to make sense to is the person getting it. Be more attentive. Just be more attentive with what you're doing. Be more attentive. Pay attention to details. Don't let things like slide by you. So if you, either in one area or all areas of your life, it's time for you to start buckling down also. The next thing that your father would want to say to you is that he feels like he left you, he left maybe not you, but the family in general, but he left quite a mess behind. Now, this could be in any area. Sometimes they feel like if they left a bunch of paperwork that was undone or a financial burden or something like that, they feel like they left quite a mess behind. Anything that there's something that people found out after he was gone, and I'm getting goosebumps on that. Dion, does any of this make sense for you?
Yes, it does. He did leave a huge mess behind, yeah.
And then that whole thing about something people found out after he was gone, he's really sorry. And I have goosebumps like arms, legs. He's really sorry about all of that, the mess and all of it. He's, you know, you never think until it's, you never think of the consequences until the consequences are there. Or you never think about, like, how do I say this? You never think about, how does he say this, I should say. You never think about you're going to be here today, gone, and then you left this whole thing for everybody. You always think you're going to get to things. So, yeah, and again, he wants to apologize. And then he's saying, have a merry, merry, merry holiday. And he's saying, don't let the little things become big things. Again, buckle down on things. Yeah, I really, really hope this was helpful for you.
Yes, thank you very much, Tony.
And of course, he loves you. Tell her I love her. Of course. So you are welcome. Thank you so much for calling in. Please call back anytime. I'm happy to take the call. The next question comes from, okay, this is first name, last name. And I already answered the question, but she responded. And I'm going to add a little bit more to this for everybody listening. She wanted to know if her and her ex were going to in any way communicate, and I told her no because it's for her. They're protecting her from him. And her response was, it was a toxic relationship. I was just hoping something shifted in him. Listen, I will say this, and I'm not judging anyone because I've been through it. We have hope in relationship. Even after the relationship, we still have hope. And we saw the best in the person, even when they were their worst. And we were in denial about behaviors and habits and things that they did that were very hurtful. I think just about everybody has been there. It's almost a rite of passage to find a healthier, loving relationship. And the first thing they want to say to you is everything you poured into this person, you need to now pour into you. And all the love that you gave this person, now you need to give to you. But the biggest thing they want to say is people don't just switch. They don't, it doesn't click for them. If it was going to click, it would have clicked with the last girlfriend, the girlfriend before that, everything their mother, sister, brother said to them. If it was going to click, it would have clicked the first time the two of you had a big fallout or an argument where you said, hey, look, that's not healthy. That's not good. You're being a jack-o'-lantern. You're being pumpkin pie with no pumpkin in it. So just really a pie right now. It would have clicked at any of those moments. People don't change for other people. 9 times out of 10, people don't even change for themselves. They don't have the awareness. They're walking around thinking they're champagne and they're really flat ass beer. Okay, they have no self-conceptualization. They're so busy acting like you're trying to take away their toxicity that they love. Don't change me. Don't change my lying, cheating ways, that they can't see what's really going on. So please, to my men, my women, my friends, don't wait for someone to shift or switch or click or get it, because if they haven't by now and they're full-grown adults, chances are they are not going to. There is nothing that will help them be the person you want them to be, because they're too busy being the person they want them to be. I mean, think about it. You're the person you want to be, right? Times women will start to change for a man to make the relationship. Don't. No more. Please, just be you, genuinely you. That's the person they fell for. Maintain that. It's really important to really understand what you see is what you get, and the lesson. And I cannot be more clear about this, is to love yourself more than you love that relationship. To love yourself the most. And people will say, oh, that's selfish, that's this, that it's not. Your partner will always mimic and who you are with you, unless they're toxic, in which case, you need to know that sooner than later. Okay, so that's what I have for that. And I am going to say, I do know it is really, the more toxic a relationship is, the more difficult it is to walk away from. And I heard this, someone saying this, I'm going to repeat it today. I'm going to repeat it on every show until everybody listening knows, okay? When you get into a relationship with a person that is unhealthy, 9 times out of 10, in order to stay in that relationship, you start trying to fix and heal that person. That is taking on a parental role, a mother or a father role. And what happens? Mothers and fathers never, ever children. So, of course, now you're not going to give up on this person. Why? Because you've taken on that role of taking care of them and taking responsibility for them and trying to heal them. And it's no longer only about the relationship. It's about the fact that you feel like you may have failed yourself and or this person in their healing journey. And only they can be responsible for that. And just for some of these people walking around out here, even a therapist can't help them. Even meds can't help them. And I'm not trying to even be funny right now. I'm just telling you factually, if you've dated a narcissist, every therapist will tell you there's, number one, no cure for a narcissist. Narcissists say it all the time themselves. I just lost 2 narcissists. Look at the numbers go. There's no cure for a narcissist, and you know, people don't want to hear the truth, which is so sad because you could save yourself suffering, seriously, seriously, so much suffering. Therapists and narcissists will both tell you there's no cure, there's no medication, there's nothing that can be done for it, nothing. So a lot of times we're trying to fix something that can't be fixed. And it's easier to know that than to struggle with it. Okay, going to go to 708 next. 708, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Lynn from Glendale Heights. I have a relationship question. I have a friend, and we had a long-term relationship when my husband got sick and he passed, and then I was with her during, you know, when her husband passed, and you know, we had done a lot of things, and I just kind of want to know why it kind of sort of like she just disconnected. There's a reason, a specific reason, because she's extremely forgiving, and but I just don't understand it, and I just feel really hurt by it, that it just kind of faded away. I think maybe too many other people came in and made her life full. I don't know, but is there a real reason why she just is just like not the responding?
Thing that I'm hearing, and I don't know if you're going to understand this right away, but sometimes the person who helps us through something is not the person who's supposed to be there after we get through it. So, and sometimes people like fade away and come back. They just, for whatever reason, I feel like it's not personal about you. I feel like it's personal about her. And I will say this to you. One thing that I am hearing also is sometimes the person who helps us get through a trauma or tragedy in our life, later on, we kind of distance ourselves from that person for a while so that we can, because every time we talk to them or we're around them, we don't want to be reminded of the situation and what happened, the tragedy, the trauma, the loss, the grief, even if you're not any longer. So what I feel in this case is there is a little distance right now. Give it time. I do feel like there will be a comeback around, but don't, and this again is the message, it isn't me telling you what to do. Don't jump all in and try to like go right back to every day. Give it ebb and flow. Allow it to be a little less, not that it was intense, a little more casual, if you will. Okay, love?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. I hope that was helpful. Call back anytime. Thank you for the call. Okay, going to the next one. Who is Shannon? Happy belated Thanksgiving. Happy belated Thanksgiving, Shannon. Career. You know, from the concussion, I still can't say all my words right, but sometimes I don't know what the word is that I can't say until the first time I go to say it. So there we go. Okay. I'm currently unemployed. I'm so sorry for that loss. And feeling a bit lost and feeling maybe I missed an opportunity. Do you see where I am thriving in the next few months? Okay. Shannon, we can't miss an opportunity that's meant for us. I am hearing you need to stay on top of it. You need to really be diligent. You need to do different searches in different areas for work. I feel like February you should be working. I do feel like you need to be very proactive. I mean, very proactive in putting things out. I do feel like you need to use new tools to like touch up your resume, if you will. And don't be confined in a box of what you're looking for, is what they're saying. Be open to new titles. You know, I say this every once in a while on the show, take all the skills that you have, every single skill that you have that you've learned, put it into AI or ChatGPT, whatever those things are, and then see what jobs, careers, titles, and you might be really, really surprised, very surprised, love. Thank you so much for the question. I hope it was really helpful for you. Okay, going to go to, I think, 310. Oh, wait, hold on. The person manning the switchboard isn't. There we go. 310?
Yes, hello.
Hey there.
Hi, my name is Susan. I'm calling from Florida.
Hey, Susan, how can I help you today?
Yes, I was wondering if you see me making a move soon.
Here, yes. Yes, instantly before you even finish. So, Susan, are you thinking of moving local or long distance?
Potentially long distance.
I don't know. I'm just going to say this. I keep hearing Georgia. Is that one of your places?
No.
Okay.
I have to cross over Georgia, though.
Maybe. Well, there you go. Okay. I feel like within the next 6 months, if you're, you know, if, no matter what I say, you guys, you all have to take action on it. Within the next 6 months, given the fact that you do your due diligence, you will be where you want to be, okay?
Okay.
It's up to you how quickly you make those moves, okay, love?
Okay.
Excellent. Is that it, love?
Yes, I think so. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. You have an amazing rest of the day, and thank you for the question. Going back over to the chat, if you'd like to call in, the call-in number is 845-277-9131. Remember, have an exact question about life, love, career, finances. If you want to connect with a loved one, I just need their first name and their relationship to you. Okay, so, yeah, you know, in the chat I asked this morning, has anybody noticed the change with the sun? It's bright outside, but bright like somebody turned lights on, not like the sun. Does that make sense to anybody else? If it does, put it in the chat. And Rebecca says, yeah, I'm going to put it in the chat, even though it's not a question. She sees a double moon over it. So there's... seems as though something odd is going on. Like the sun has never hurt my eyes before. I sun gaze. And it has never been so bright to me. This is a different kind of light, it seems like. Either that or they changed the bulb and they put in a brighter one. I don't know, seriously. Thank you, Heather. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving also. And First Name Last says, there's a video about it, two moons, two suns. The situation is getting really strange in many ways. Yes, it is, like, seriously. Hey, Peter, how are you? thank you, Peter. Okay, let's see. Here's a question. What should I go back to court and get them on? Contempt or just leave it alone? I need the money, and working two jobs isn't cutting it anymore. Okay, first of all, should Heather go back to court? Yes. Should she get them on contempt? Should she get them on? I'm getting two things. One is perjury, but the other one is not non-compliance, Heather. If those make sense, let me know, sweetie, okay? I'm going to go to the next caller, who is 805. 805, what's your name and where you're calling from?
Oh, hi, Tony. This is Donna. Happy holidays to you.
Hey, Donna. Happy holidays. How can I help you, Donna?
Thank you. I had a problem with housing, my Section 8, and it was back in July, and I still haven't heard back from them. So they're, doing a review of back things that I have money in there and whatnot. But do you see them making me move, or am I going to be okay, be able to stay where I'm at with them?
Okay, let me get up because the dog is barking in the background, which I do know.
Oh, let me go in the other room.
I'm going to answer, but I'm going to mute you so you can hear the answer, but we don't hear the dog. And I don't mind the dog barking because I love doggies. Okay, are they going to ask you to move? That's not decided yet. Are you going to end up moving? Yeah. See, sometimes it's how you ask the question that makes the difference. Are you going to end up moving? Yes, you are. Is it going to be another Section 8 property? I don't know. That verdict isn't in yet. Here's what I'm going to say, though. If you know the rules for your Section 8 or Social Security, disability, whatever it is, follow those. Like, if you get extra money, you cannot stick that in your bank, not even for a second. You have to go to one of those cash check places and put it in a lockbox in your home. You cannot have a paper record because they don't play around with that. They do not. They are very, very strict with that. Are you going to be able to stay in Section 8? I feel it's a soft yes. It's a very soft yes that you will. You might end up going to a different place. Work with your worker and see what you can figure out. And we'll see what happens from them. But the move might just be a move that you do on your own, Donna. Like you decide you're going to go from one place to the next, okay? And here's what I've learned through clients and such. If something falls through with your Section 8 in one county or town, you might be able to go work with another one, but it's difficult and you have to be on a list. So get on the list ahead of time. That's what I can say to you, love. I really, really hope that's helpful. Okay. Ani wants to know, can I please connect with my guides around me and ask guidance in my relationship? Is he actually my permanent? Is he your... Okay, Ani, I asked the way you did know. The answer is no. And, you know, there's a lot of readers out there that have no problem muffing the truth. I'm not allowed to lie because of the way I do this. I'm not flipping cards. It's literally coming out of my mouth, and they will speak through my mouth if I do try to muff the truth. Ani, no. I asked, will this last about a year? No. Will this last 6 months? Probably not. You have about 3 months-ish that this might last. You can try to make it last longer. It'll be very problematic if you do. I'm hearing don't push for an outcome. Just allow things to happen. And and you will be in the right journey or path. Okay, love? I hope that's helpful. And yeah, I feel like after the holidays, things, there's going to be like a lot of, maybe even during the holidays, there's going to just be a lot of stuff going on for you. I'm going to go to 415. 415, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Tony. It's Jessica from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Jessica.
I have a relationship question too, like some of the others. So I met this new guy and we've been talking. I don't think it's anything romantic, but we have good talks and I know that he's interested romantically. And I told him, like, I'm not jumping into any relationship and I just want to take it slow and be friends. But he texts me a lot and I told him, you know, hey, I don't want to do that every day. And, you know, the whole, like, I don't want to jump into a relationship thing. So, and I ignore some of his texts because, again, I explained it to him. I don't want to fall into this codependency thing. So am I not being clear enough with him? Or, I mean, I don't want to over-explain myself. I've done that before. Like, what's going on here?
Okay.
Just kind of
so
wondering what strategy to have.
You know, there's a statement, and it's so true. And the statement says, when a man says no, it's the end of the discussion. When a woman says no, it's the beginning of a negotiation. Men just, they think if they just keep going, they'll win you over. If you're really not interested, just say, listen, thank you for everything. It's been fun. But we're done communicating. This is obviously a person who doesn't understand boundaries, is not being in a space that is healthy with and for you, or following, you know, just what you want. Now, in some cases, you know, guys are able to win over that person, and they kind of go based on that. But if you know this isn't somebody you want a long-term, intimate, you know, relationship with, it's okay to let him go. What are you holding on to him for? Another friend? Because guys are,
well, I don't have any. The thing is here,
guys,
is I'm in a new area and I don't have any.
Here's the thing. I'm going to address your question and your question only. And just because you don't have new friends, it doesn't mean men are the best friends to glob on to. Women can be friends with men without having the sexual component to it. Men are friends with women that they want to have the sexual component with. They're just waiting for that opportunity. And don't be a friend with somebody just because there's nobody else around. That's not a friend. That's not a friend. That's not a friend. Just because you're in a new area and there's nobody else that you know yet, if you had other people, it sounds like you might not be this, then you're not being genuine. Don't do that. Don't use people. Don't get used. That's my thing. Don't use people. Don't get used. Bottom line. Not that you are. You can have a good friendship with somebody. But if you know they want more and they're pushing your boundaries, this is a really good time for you to practice healthy boundaries and let that person go. If you don't want to, you don't have to. I am not the boss of anyone. I'm not even the boss of my very own bladder. So do what's best for you, but that's the advice that they have for you. That's the answer that they have. This person will always push boundaries with you. This person will always try to let it go further. And the more you give him an inch, he's going to push even further than that. If you need more information on this, you can absolutely book a private session. I'll be happy to help you with more. Hey, Susan. Hey, Dee. Thank you. Okay. Jennifer would love a message from my friend Amanda. The first thing I hear is, what's up? Very funny, very comical, very like jovial type of person. The next thing that I get is the song, I'm all out of love, but she's doing it like in a joking way. I'm so lost without you. So that's the next message that comes through for you, Jennifer. The next thing that Amanda would like to say to you is, you know, she's not alone. There's like all these messages coming in and they're kind of all over the place. So I don't know if that was her personality, how she spoke when she was here, but like she says one thing and then three other things come at the same time. I'm not alone. There are others here, family, friends, but just all at once. It all blurs out at once. Actually, Jennifer, if you can confirm some of this for me in the chat, that would be great. She's also, I see somebody with like either you or her or someone with a light brown hair, very light brown. And I'm only seeing the hair, and I know it's colored. I know it's colored because it's almost like it highlights instead of all over color. So I know, she says, yes, that's her, such a nut. Yes, that's her, such a New York talker. Yes. Okay, her daughter. Okay, this is her daughter that I'm seeing. Okay. If you want for her daughter, tell her I love her. And they do this song. I love this song when they bring it through. Tell her I love her. Tell her I miss my baby. Oh, won't you tell her? So that's the song that comes through. No, but she goes, no, seriously, tell her I love her. The next thing that I'm getting is that she wants you to know she's okay. It all worked out. It always does. Everything works out, and everything's going to work out for you also, Jennifer. You're going to have something really good come in 1 month, almost to the day. Now, this doesn't mean it's something physical. It could be something spiritual. It could be a dream. It could be any, but 1 month to the day, which will put us at January 2nd. Oh, my gosh. You guys, can you believe 1 month to the day will be January 2nd? Craziness. Okay. Jennifer, that's the message I have from her. Thank you so much for asking. I'm so grateful I could bring that to you and connect you to 519, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony. It's Jennifer from Canada.
Hey, Jennifer. How have you been?
I'm good. How have you been?
I'm good. Thank you. What's going on? How can I help you today?
I totally agree with you about the sun. I've been noticing it for like maybe the last year or so. It's way brighter than it's ever been. There's like some sort of weird glow around it that you can't really see it the way you used to see it. And I believe this is like all a simulation, just like everybody else.
It's so crazy because the sun used to have like this golden glow to it. Now it's like white, like an LED light or something. Behind us on the freeway that blind us. That's kind of what the sun is. Like I just opened a curtain this morning and I was like, oh my gosh. Holy cow. Yeah, it's very interesting. It's just so white, not like that golden hue that we had. Anyway, okay, thank you, Jennifer. What is going on? How can I help you say love?
I was wondering, I heard the names when you opened the show, and I was wondering if I could get a message from Ernie and Luigi.
Oh, yes. So what was the first name?
Ernesto also went by Ernie, and Luigi went by Lou.
Luigi. I know Luigi's here because we heard it in the beginning. So here we go. Okay, so the first thing, and they're going to speak collectively, not individually. They're just, the same message is coming from both of them. And the message is that you are going to be meeting someone. It doesn't have to be a love interest. I'm adding that, not them, because I know where this is going and I can feel the question you would have with that. You're going to be meeting somebody within 6 weeks, and this person is going to have a huge impact on your life. Allow them in. Again, it doesn't have to be necessarily a love interest. And this message is also coming from, and I have goosebumps like all over, this message is also coming from a grandmother love. I believe it's a grandmother and not a mother. She was fuller and she looks older. She looks like a grandma. That's what I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. So there's a grandmom also with them that is giving this message. And she's, I want to go on with the message, but they're telling me to tell you, like, she used to wear aprons, like cooking those things. You can tell I don't touch the kitchen. Those things that people put on when they cook and they tie them
together. That's funny.
Well, you know those things in the kitchen that you put on the front of you? Oh, if I ever get married, my poor husband better cook. Okay, so she's also wearing one of those, and it was important to point that out for some reason. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so within about 6 weeks or around the six-week mark, you're going to meet somebody very significant in your life, and this person is going to bring in new perspectives and maybe some challenges, but good challenges, and this person is going to help you to elevate. Now, I do want to say this to you. I do believe this person may even be a new guide, but I feel it could be somebody in the physical form, of course, but it could also be a guide. I don't want you to be stuck on it's going to be this when it could be that. And again, it doesn't mean there's a chance, you know, it could be a friend, somebody in your family. It could be, no, because it's somebody brand new. Unless somebody's going to give birth in about 6 weeks. But it could be a partner, a friend. It could be just somebody new that comes into your life. Or it could be even somebody spiritual stepping in that's going to help you evolve a little bit more. Because that, folks, that is why we're here. So thank you, Jennifer, so much. I hope that's – and they love you. They love you. And they want you to know that. Okay, love?
Thank you.
You're
Thanks
so,
very much.
So welcome. You are welcome, love, and thank you for your call. You guys, I really want to say this to you. Part of the reason for this show and so on and so forth is we are here to evolve, and we don't evolve with fluff. We evolve with facts. We might not like the facts. We might not like the harsh truth. We might not like it when somebody gives us the answer, truth over the answer that we want, but that's 100% my job. And I know people don't even like that I say that. I start losing people as soon as I say that. I do watch on some of these YouTube and TikTok and so on and so forth, which I'm on all of them and love them. I watch, like, I'll be scrolling and see a reading. And these people are just giving general readings, and they're not wrong. I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm just saying watch what you invest your mind in. Because all these readings are either saying the person is getting their bad karma for doing you dirty, or they're coming back and they've changed. Maybe somebody somewhere that's happening too, but as a whole, first of all, you are not spiritually evolved, if you want someone to get bad karma for anything that you went through with them because you were a willing participant. Second, if you're waiting for someone to come back, go live your life. Don't do that. If it didn't work out and they didn't love you properly, don't give them a second chance to show you who they really are. Because, no, you deserve so much more. You've learned that lesson. Now learn the lesson of real love with somebody who's capable of that. Okay, guys, I'm going to go to the next question here. A relationship question. Ooh la la. Hi, Tony. I'm ready for a relationship. Yes. And I'm wondering if I might be a bit too picky. No, there's no such thing. There's what you want, and what you want is what you want. No. D, I'm going to tell you what I tell everybody. Make a list of what you want your husband, not your relationship, not your boyfriend, not the next guy that strolls his or woman that strolls their self in. Make a list of exactly what you want in your husband and in your relationship, what you want that husband-wife relationship to look like. Make that list and don't, that person's out there. That's why you want it, because the person is out there. You're not being too picky. And I feel like by March or in March, you're going to meet somebody who, to a T. Yum. Make sure you have listed everything in your mind at least so that you have a really good idea of exactly how you want your marriage partner to be, okay? All righty. 917, what's your name? Calling for? Hello, 917.
I am right here. My name is Tim, calling from New York. Okay. I'm trying to block out the constant assault and fear-based programming in the 3D world and manifest some new stuff, some jobs, some opportunities. So I'm working to make time, at least 15 minutes a day, to try to be still and meditate and just ask for some guidance. I guess I was just asking for any tips or words from spirit to help me along the way.
Okay, so Tim, thank you so much. I'm gonna just mute you for a second while I answer your question and give you some guidance. The first thing that I hear from you, for you, Tim, is there's only one thing in this world, and it's love. Some people will say there's two things, and it's faith and fear. But the fact is, fear is an illusion of what could happen. Faith and love are the direction that our soul truly knows. I do happen to know that once we have gone through some experiences, it's really difficult to recalibrate to faith and love. So what I'm going to do for you, and you can come back, you and everybody listening and or watching can come back point in the show, which is about the 55-minute mark of the show. We're going to clear the fear. Ooh, that is very dizzying. All that caused it, all that kept it, all the justifications for it. Now, it will take as much as it can at a time. If you feel like you still need it to protect you, keep coming back. Eventually, that will break down. We're going to clear any and all patterns, habits, cycles, beliefs, and programs that this has caused and that are in you from this. And believe me, fear starts when we are infants, probably, but at least toddlers when we get yelled at for not being, you know, good, whatever. So that's when fear starts to do that. And then I'm also going to clear heal, not me, but your angels and healers are going to come in and start taking all the control and divisiveness is what I'm hearing is needed. So we're going to heal, clear, release any aspects of control and divisiveness, because fear is a tool that is used to keep control and divide us by our parents, by everything. And so we're going to clear, heal, release that, and we're going to pull it. If you know somebody who needs it, just think of them. If it's meant for them, it will start to heal them. We're going to, again, all the programs, all the cycles, all the beliefs that this has caused, we're going to clear those out also. And I really want to thank you, Tim, for calling in with this. And the one thing I say to people when they are going through a time frame of fear is very important to remember you are divinely protected. Nothing is happening to you. Everything is happening for you to keep you on the path you're supposed to be on. I really, really hope that that was very, very helpful for you. Please come back and enjoy this clearing as like every day, twice a day. It will pull more every single time. Eventually, you'll get to past life fears and start clearing those. Okay, love? Thank you so much again. Okay. I am going to go. N-Ab, give me the choices between, give me the choices in states, and I will answer that for you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Hey, Patrick, how are you? So I'm down to like just a couple minutes left. So if I'm going to go down and see if N-Ab, N-Ab, if you can give me that, I will answer that. I'm going to remind everybody while I'm waiting that I go live every Monday at 11 a.m. and every Monday at noon and every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Both of those times are Central Time. And then the next thing I would say, if I didn't get to your question, I come back on Wednesday or book a private session. I'll be happy to get to your question in that way. And I apologize if I did not. Again, the show airs on TV. There's a 60-minute mark for it, so I try to be respectful for that. It's actually supposed to be 58 minutes, which I go over every single time. So, John Hopkins and University of Baltimore. Baltimore tests stronger right now. It will be a choice that he is going to be able to make that choice himself when it comes. But I do feel like that's what I'm getting right now. Thank you so much, guys. I'm so grateful. Have an absolutely amazing rest of the day.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.